14th Amendment says, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the process of law.
And we're back. Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio on 89.5 WSOU FM. And now, as we fade down the music, we want to bring on our first guest, starting with our segment of Financial Corner. Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rich. How are you?
Good. And I want you, what I didn't tell you is I'm in a room full of young people, right? You know, they're going to get involved as well. But first of all, Charles, please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Rich. My name is Charles Pies. I'm a community manager for J.P. Morgan Chase. I'm a community manager in the city of Elizabeth. So as a community manager, what I do, I build relationships with small businesses, with nonprofits. I partner a lot with universities to educate the community on financial health and tools and resources that Chase offers to improve the community. So that's pretty much what I do. I'm one of seven community managers in New Jersey, and I'm one of 150 community managers nationwide in the U.S. Really rewarding role and really excited to be working for J.P. Morgan Chase for the past year. And I've been in the banking industry for the past 15. I started back in 2008. So I have 15 years of experience in banking and 1 year with J.P. Morgan Chase as a community manager.
Okay, so you kind of ran through some of the questions that we had for you already. And No, it's fine. It's fine. You know, first of all, I want you to listen to my young, just say to him the importance of financial literacy. That's all. Introduce yourself.
Well, yes, I'm Walter Pierce. I'm currently a freshman college student. And what I could say the importance of financial literacy is, it's crucial, especially for young students to understand so they're able to start building their future, you know, once they're young. Because once they start when they're young, it's easier for them to understand and navigate through life once they get in their 20s and 30s and be more financially stable by that age.
Did you hear that, Charles?
He made an excellent point, yes. I heard it.
Yeah. He's worked with me for over 4 years, and now he's a freshman at Jersey City in college. And so working with him through that time, right, is kind of like how we got here today, because he was involved in a financial literacy program when he was in high school. Is that correct, Walter?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, we're going to continue with Charles. This is the Charles Show, everybody. Just calm down. and we're going to have some fun here. Now, Charles, please let us know. Talk to us about the community that you service.
So I service the mostly the Elizabeth community, but I also expand out through Union County. But the community I serve is a mostly Hispanic, Latino community. 65% of the community is Latino, and also a mix of African-American and Haitian. So I would say like 17% of the community is between African-American and Haitian. And in my community, there's a lot of struggle with affordable housing. There's a lot of struggles there's a lot of renters. So pretty much 75% of the community are renters, and only 25% are homeowners. So that's something where I'm trying to make a difference by, you know, teaching financial health. We also have first-time home buyer seminars. So my goal is to get people prepared with budgeting and savings to save for that down payment, understanding credit. So when they're ready to buy that home, their credit is where they need to be in order to be able to get approved for that mortgage. So my goal is to get that number up from 25% because a community that has more homeowners is a community that has a better that can create a generational wealth, and it's a community that's more invested. So my goal in my community is to improve that number, and that's something that I'm working hard for.
Okay, so we're going to keep it moving. You know, a lot of times, Charles, when people receive credit cards, they look at credit cards as if that's money in their pocket, and sometimes it has an advantageous behavior. Okay, so I'm going too far with that. But, you know, they just become bad stewards of dealing with their credit, and their behaviors and their habits don't lead to them gaining and keeping a healthy, good credit score. So could you talk to us about the good habits that we should have?
Absolutely. So the first good habit that everyone should have is make sure you're monitoring your credit. So at Chase, we have something called Credit Journey, where you can check your credit on a weekly basis, and it will update you on how much you're using, the credit usage. One of the most important things is credit usage. So the tool lets you know what percentage of your credit you're using. So we want to stay below 30%. So if you're checking your credit on a weekly basis and you see your credit is getting close to that 30%, you want to make sure you stop using your credit card or stop using your credit cards and get below that 30%. Also, the tool has something really great, which is stimulators. You can stimulate making a payment or paying down a credit card, and it will tell you how what's going to be your new credit score. So that's the first step, monitoring your credit score for identity theft protection and for credit usage. The next step is making sure you pay on time. That's 1A, 1B, paying on time, because 40% of your credit is payment history. So what I recommend my clients is having automatic payments for their credit cards, because we live a very busy lifestyle, so sometimes we might forget to make a payment or write a check. So having things automated, making automatic payments just to make sure you at least pay the minimum payment on your credit cards is also very important. That way you don't miss any payments because, like I said, payment history is 40%. So those will be the main two things. And the number three that I will say is making sure that when you buy something, make sure you can buy it twice. So let's say you're going to get some AirPods, make sure you have at least, AirPods are usually around $200. Make sure you have $400. So if you can buy it twice, buy it. If you cannot buy it twice, don't buy it, because then you're going to struggle paying it off with your credit card.
Okay, so that's a behavioral habit that we can establish to keep ourselves in check when actually using credit cards. Am I correct?
Yes.
And
that's a behavioral habit.
No, I just was going to say, I'm just doubling back towards the fact that everyone's, you know, dream should be, if it's not, to own property at some point in their lives. And, you know, you gave the percentage of people who are renters and struggling because of the bad habits that they have with credit. And a major investment, one of the major investments that people make is actually buying real estate property for themselves and their families in their life. So these habits of having, you know, establishing a good behavioral habit dealing or working with your credit is just so important. And so,
absolutely, Rich.
So, and Charles is like, and what is your question? Well, I Charles, you did mention that you will be here. Wait a minute. So now, I know, you know, you mentioned your representative in Elizabeth. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so,
but I work with a lot of colleges.
Yeah, you're out in the community. You're not, like, sitting in the office. And so, and that's part of your actual work. And so, do you get a personal enjoyment out of that? And here's the real question. How does a person contact you to find out how to, you know, work or develop better habits maybe they might want to purchase or invest a house, how do they get in touch with you?
So to get in touch with me, I'm going to give you my email address and my phone number. So my email address is charles.paez, P-A-E-Z, at chase.com. And my phone number, and I'll repeat it again, 908-343-9042. And next week on January 25th, I'm actually going to be at Senior Hall around 4:30. I'm going to do a financial health event, the basics of credit. So if you have any Senior Hall students there, I'll be there next week. And I do my presentation. It's usually a 45-minute presentation, and then I do a Q&A answering questions about credit. For me, starting credit early is also very important. A lot of people mentioned saving early is important, but also starting credit early is very important. And what I do in my job, I try to help every consumer segment, every demographic, right? So the beginning of the week, I did stuff for middle school. I went to a middle school in East Orange. I also do stuff for the high schools in Elizabeth. Like I do the colleges. I also work with seniors in nonprofits. With seniors, I work a lot with fraud protection and identity theft protection. So I did an event yesterday at the branch, but I also host events at the branch, and I do it multilingual. I do events in English. I do events in Spanish. So what I try to do, I try to help every single demographic. That's the one great part of my role, that I get to move around everywhere, and I get to help a lot of different age groups and demographics. So, Rich, if I could share a little story that makes my job rewarding. Last weekend, I was at one of those trampoline places, you know, where the kids, I took one my son to go jumping, and I found a customer that I helped back in 2009. That was the last time I saw this guy was 2011. It was like 12 years ago, and he remembered me, and he was like, "Hey, Charles, how are you?" So we cut off a little bit. And I remember with him, I still remember that I remember I got him to get a secure car, I helped him build credit, and I helped him get his first car. And he told me, like, "Oh, Charles, thank you for everything. Now I bought a house in 2019. Thank you for, you know, helping me establish my credit and give me all those strategies." So that's what makes my job rewarding, changing, making an impact in somebody's life. And I've been in banking 15 years, so I've seen how my strategies have made an impact, so that's what makes my role, what I do now, even better. Because before I used to stay in the branch, now I can go out and make a difference. So that's what makes it exciting, Rich.
Okay. Well, I want to bring Walter back on, and he has a few words for you, Charles.
Well, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you again for, you know, for the interview and for everything you've talked about. I actually grew up in East Orange at the middle school, so... You know, that was really good to hear. And somebody like us, like I'm young, the two student hosts right here, Justin, you know, that we're young. So, but especially for like kids that are going into either senior high school or in a college, you hear a lot about like student credit, and like there's ways to build that up and ways to get like a student credit type thing. And can you explain for Chase especially, how was that, you know, is that possible with Chase for, you know, students to start building credit with them at a young age?
Yes, it's actually possible. We have college credit cards tailored for college students. So when you do a college credit card, the requirements are a little bit less than on a regular credit card, because we know you're students, so your income is not going to be as high as somebody that's out of college. So the best way is to start there. It's an easier process and easier approval to get a college credit card. So we definitely have that at Chase. And if you want to go to a branch and get more information, absolutely. But that's the best way to start credit, because a lot of people don't get a credit card while they're in college. And then when they finish college, the requirements are a lot more difficult to get a credit card, because now you got to have the income, now you got to have at least a score. But with college credit card, it's simpler because we know you're in college. We know you might not be working, so there's less requirements. So if you want to start with a credit card, college credit card is the right way to go. But the main thing is you want to manage it correctly. Because when I was in school, I remember a bank went to my school. I got the college credit card, but they didn't show me anything about how to use it. And then one time I needed money, and I went to the ATM, and I took money out of my credit card and ended up paying 30% on the cash I took from my credit card. So you, before you get that credit card, do some research, learn how to use it. Because the credit card is a great tool, but you got to know how to use it correctly. I call the credit card the knife in the kitchen. You need the knife in the kitchen. You cannot cook without a knife, but if you don't use the knife correctly, you can hurt yourself. So that's what you want to do. What I told Rich in the beginning, make sure you don't go over the 30%. Make sure you make those payments on time. Make sure you check your credit. Because the biggest mistake people do, they get that $1,000 limit on the credit card, they max it out, and then they pay the $25, $30 minimum payment, and then they're stuck with lower credit, and then the credit card might close, and then that's a bad experience with credit. So you want to know how to use it correctly before you get it. But it's important to get it now while you're in college, because it's easier to get.
Okay. Well, Charles, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and that's pretty much a wrap. Are any last words that you would like to impart upon the young people before we depart from the interview? And let me just say, I'm honored and I'm so thankful to have you here. And I trust that we have done the service of disseminating the information and establishing good habits and understanding credit. How do you think we did, Charles?
You guys did amazing. It was an honor for me to be here this morning. Just one advice for the students there with you, Chase.com has a lot of great articles and really, really great tips on how to use credit cards. So if you want to do a little research, that's definitely a great resource for you, especially with college credit cards. So, because sometimes, you know, you ask a question, you forget what the speaker said, but if you go to Chase.com, everything pretty much that I said is there. So definitely do that before getting the credit card. But I want to say thank you to you, Rich.
Okay. You're welcome, Charles. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be reaching back out to you to talk to you later. And right now, we want to continue musically. And you're listening to Quest Youth Radio. And Quest Youth Radio is
the best youth radio.